This is Kevin Baldwin and Sylvia Hernandez from the law offices of Baldwin and Vernon. And Sylvia, we're here today. Let's talk about some of the things that people do call us about. Like, what are some of the claims that people will generally give us a call about?
So one of the claims, we have many, but one of them, it's pregnancy discrimination.
Pregnancy discrimination. Well, and that is one of those things that generally only applies to women.
Yes. Generally.
Well, generally. And in a pregnancy discrimination claim, and the interesting thing about that is it was not an available claim until much later. Title VII came around in 1964, giving women certain protections. But the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, called the PDA, did not come until many years later. And what are some of the issues you think come up with when folks give us a call about that?
Well, first, a lot of times it's also seen kind of as a disability because they have, with you being pregnant, you can't carry more than 50 pounds or 20 pounds. And that's the accommodation. And also, I've seen time off. If they know they're going to need time off, the employer doesn't like that. Way ahead of time.
And in some situations, people often think there's maternity leave, or even nowadays paternity leave, but that might not always be so. First of all, the only time you get any type of required leave is under the Family Medical Leave Act, also called FMLA.
Yes.
But as you know, you have to have a certain number of employees for the employer to even qualify.
Right, and you would know more about that, so please
explain. Well, it's one of those situations where you're looking for in excess of 25 employees, and at that time, you can also get to take time off. You are giving 12 weeks off unpaid. It is not paid. It's unpaid time off, and you can take that time off to have the birth of a child. However, you have to have worked there approximately 1 year before you will qualify for FMLA. And if you become pregnant and give birth in less than a year working at an employer, they actually don't have to give you an extended time off, do they?
No.
In fact, sometimes we get calls from people who say, well, I want to take 3 weeks off and now they're going to fire me. Can the employer do that?
Yes, they can.
And it might sound unfair, but unfortunately, that is the law in the United States of America today and the law in the state of Missouri. However, under the new law, if a man qualifies for FMLA, can a man take paternity leave?
Yes, they can.
In fact, we're seeing more of that now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's the new thing.
It is the new thing. But what we've also discovered is that employers don't have the same understanding.
No.
In fact, sometimes what employers will say is, well, don't you have a wife? Isn't she going to take time off? Or isn't the mother going to do that? So they do what's called gender stereotyping, where they think, hey, it's the woman who should be the one taking the time off. But what we've discovered is sometimes people will stagger it. The woman will take 6 weeks off for maternity leave, and then the man will take the next 6 weeks off to stay at home with the child as well. So the child has an extended period of care by immediate family. But, like I said, employers don't seem to understand that, do they?
No, they just think the woman should be the one taking the time off and not the man.
And the important part is this. Sometimes the employer will actually retaliate against you. And what they do is they can reduce your hourly rate.
Yes.
They'll take away job assignments.
Right. Well, they won't give you hours. For instance, if you're an hourly worker, maybe, I don't know, a waitress, they won't give you hours anymore.
They take you off the schedule. One of the important things, though, and this came up a couple years ago, I had a case against a major employer, a Fortune 500 company. And what we discovered was that my client had gotten pregnant, and she announced that she was going to take time off. And the company also happened to be doing layoffs on about the same time. And what we discovered was this. Before she went on her medical leave or her maternity leave, which the company gave 6 weeks paid, but you could take a total of 12 under FMLA. But before she left, her boss had actually switched her around with another employee, where this other employee assumed her role, and then she got designated as the other employee. Well, the other employee's role was all the way down here, where my client's was up here. And the girl that filled in up here really didn't have all the experience necessary to fulfill that job. But the important thing was this. While my client was on leave, the lower position was subject to a reduction in force, something called a RIF, where they were firing people. And they tried to say, well, we put her in that position, but that position has now been eliminated. So they got rid of her. They got rid of her out of that position. My client knew something was up. And so she came to visit me. And in discovery, what we found out was this, that the boss knew that the lower position was going to be terminated in the RIF. And so what he did was he switched them around to put her in that position and later to be terminated. And he did it only because she took time off for maternity leave. And are those commonplace things?
Yes, that is. That is very common. And that's discrimination right there.
It is discrimination. But unfortunately, my client just felt like there was discrimination, but we didn't have all that evidence because she hadn't seen the emails. A lot of times the proof comes later. Mm-hmm. But in order to get that proof, who do you have to visit with?
You need to come see us.
You got to come see us. In those situations, only a lawyer like myself, Sylvia, Eric, or Robin can help you get the answers to determine, is this a violation of the law? Now, if you meet with us and we begin your investigative process and we discover that there is no violation of the law, what do we do at that time?
We'll let you know.
That's right. We'll let you know. And unfortunately, and we hear this all the time, people are like, well, I just want to know the truth. Sometimes people don't want to know the truth.
No, they don't.
And there'll be times when we have to tell people the truth. And I've been there when Sylvia has sat down and she's spoken with the client. And the client, she'll tell the client, we've looked at this and we don't believe there's a violation of the law here. You were treated wrong. You were treated unfair. It was immoral. But I don't hear anything that's illegal. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll listen to Sylvia. Then they'll turn to me. Is that true? Well, I know it's true because Sylvia has thoroughly investigated the law in this situation, and she knows just as well as I do what is and is not illegal. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This is Kevin Baldwin and Sylvia Hernandez from the Law Offices of Baldwin and Vernon.